Welcome back, everybody. We were discussing this next song. What do we call it? Mea culpa or mea culpa?
Mea culpa.
Mea culpa.
Yeah, mea culpa. Mea culpa.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, well, it's an Italian song, you say?
No, this was a song written by Nigel Potter. He's one of my favorite artists. He used to be really active on Exposure and some other sites, and he's backed off most of the sites, but he just has written some incredible music. But every once in a while, he sends me one of his songs and says, do something with it if you want. And this is one that I just thought was really interesting. And so I reproduced it and put keyboards on it. I did a lot of strings on it and that sort of thing. But it's really Nigel's song.
Oh, cool. So we're going to call it Mea Culpa.
We'll call it Mea Culpa.
Yeah. For all you rednecks, Mea Culpa. So let's get back on it right now. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Mixed Dream Radio, MixedPoser.com. Now, this next song here, to me, I love this song, Another Way of Being. Great song right there. And I know that you got Bill Smith and a lot more in it, David, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
This song has a really complicated history. It began when Bill Smith sent me what's now the second part of the song, and it was he had already posted it up as a song just in itself with guitars and a little bit of keys in it. He asked me to write an introduction, and I just fell in love with it. So I started writing an introduction. I ended up with this humongous introduction, massive thing. So obviously the song was going to become epic at that point. And then I wrote some lyrics and a melody to his part. And then we got stuck. I wanted to continue, and I'd written some structure, but we got stuck in the sack for about a year. And finally, I came back to it and made the transition and ended up in a couple more parts. And eventually, I asked Nigel to sing my vocals again because I just love his vocals. And David Kunar played bass, and Bud Rumming did the drums on this. I did the keyboards and the structure and production and all that kind of stuff. It is my favorite collab.
It's a good thing you got stuck, because number one, it turned out great.
Thank you very much.
You really did. Love the song. So let's get right to it. Another Way of Being, Davey C. Deal. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, we're coming up with Delicate Truth. And tell us a little bit about that, Dave.
Well, Delicate Truth was a more of a jam, really. Ked Dieter sent me the guitar part, and he said, I'd like you to play on this, Dave, but I don't want you to process it and produce it. So he asked me to only to record it live and send him that. Well, I did use two or three takes. But basically, I jammed keyboard to his guitar. And I thought it came out pretty decent, considering.
Well, it turned out great. Great song right there. So let's sit back and relax. And let's do it right now, right here, with David C. Deal, better known as the Doc. So here we go. Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Mixed Dream Radio with Bubba Reese and David C. Deal. Now we have Strange and Wondrous Things. And I see you've got P. E. Bailey with that and David Coonrod again. David, tell us about that.
Well, Strange and Wondrous Things, I think the title I stole from the movie, it was a line in the movie No Place for Old Men or something like that. One of my favorite movies, by the way. But anyhow, I had written the first part of this. It's all keyboard, and it's kind of a, pretty complicated keyboard part. And then I asked P. Bailey if he'd like to get involved. I had started writing, heading it toward a symphonic kind of piece. And P. Bailey got involved, and then in the end, David Coonard got involved. When I structured this song, I again structured this one in a classical kind of way, in which I imagined it, the first part being like in a fjord. You're loading a ship, getting ready, and there's all this hustle and bustle around, and people talk, and then things going on. I was thinking like in Norway or something. And then when the French horns come in, I was thinking of that as you just coming out of the fjord, and you have the vista of the ocean for the first time, and then the beauty of that, and then the middle part I consider just the passing time of day as nothing much is going on and you're in the ocean. And then in the final part, I pictured it as you see land and you go into the port on the other side, and it's got the island kind of sound added into it because you're in an island. Anyhow, that's what I was imagining when I structured and kind of created the song. And P. Bailey was involved all the way through, as was David Coonrod.
And you got a lot of imagination.
Well, I grew up in a classical family. My mother was big in classical music, and my brother, he was a high school symphony director all his life. Mm. And in fact, he's playing professionally now in the Chicago area. He plays French horn and plays various gigs there, and he makes a whole lot more money than we do. But so that kind of, that's classical structure. I remember reading the albums, the classical albums, when I was a kid, and every one of them, every symphony had a story like that. Every movement was part of a story. And so for me, it's a way I think when I write most songs. I like my songs to develop, to kind of tell a story rather than just a scene from a story.
Great. Sound like a great idea. So let's get right to it. Strange and Wondrous Thing. Right here at the Mixed Dream Radio, MixedPoetry.com with David C. Deal. Here we go. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone, to the Mixed Dream Radio with David C. Deal, sometimes known as Doc. So now we're coming up with Crushed by Silence. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, David?
Crushed by Silence was another song written by Nigel Potter. He sent it to me and asked me if I'd like to, you know, add my stamp to it. It was a real pleasure to do so. The lyrics said that he had sang where he told me were when he was told by a doctor that he was losing his hearing, and he was already having a hard time hearing, and expresses, you know, his incredible pain at that. But anyhow, it was such a joy to be able to add my keys and that sort of thing to it.
Okay, so why don't we say to sit back, relax, and listen to Crushed by Silence. Right here, it's Mixed Dream Radio, MixedPoser.com.
Brought peace and light to where all my shadows hurt. There were days in the sun, back when the world was young. Feel your love inside before the shadows came to my eyes, and everything was crushed by silence. I wish I could hear your heart beating, but I'm drifting out on a Dead Sea dreaming. There were days in the sun, back
Okay, David, who stole your songs?
This Still Your Song was another one of those songs that came out of therapy, doing therapy with the young ones. And This Still Your Song was, you know, sometimes it's hard to get children to talk about trauma that's happened to them. They're just afraid to put anything into words. And sometimes it helps when I play guitar and I have, when they talk about their trauma and I have them look at the guitar and listen to the guitar as I'm strumming. And of course, they're talking about the trauma, and it just naturally, I start to play certain styles, and the song kind of writes itself. The guitar part of the song writes itself. And then later on, I added lyrics that, you know, kind of expressed how I was feeling as I would hear her talking about some of the things that happened to her. I did ask P.E. Bailey to put some echo vocals on it, and of course I asked David Coonrod to play guitar, I mean bass on it.
Sounds great. So what do you say, let's get right to it and listen to it?
Great.
Alright, here we go. Who Stole Your Song? I hope nobody stole mine, but mine's getting kind of short lately.
Just a child singing through the day, playing in your summer dress, always something to say. On Halloween you wore angel wings, they never seemed so right. Laughing at a candy treat, the dark night seemed so bright. What went wrong? An endless game, I'll be the mom, you be the cat. You never seem too tired, just move on to this or that. Once I saw your playmate crying, sobs of crocodile tears. Next I knew your arms surrounded her, taking away her fear. What went wrong? Who stole your song? What went wrong?
What went wrong?
Who stole your song? The tallest mountain peaks. Still, it seems like such a loss to the whole darn world when a child's sparkling eyes blur to gray. When a child's sparkling eyes blur to gray. Who stole your song? Who stole your song? What went wrong?
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mixed Dream Radio right here at MixedPoetry.com with David C. Deal and Bubba Reese. Now, David, I see you on our next song here. We have With Eyes of an Angel. Now, what inspired you to write that?
Well, that was written for my first granddaughter, Jocelyn. I wrote it as a keyboard sound. It's kind of a progressive rock keyboard sound. And then I wrote the lyrics, and I asked Mac to sing, Mac Sanders. Oh, yeah. Any of you who know how well Mac Sanders sings, what an honor it was to have my lyrics out there. He had some incredible harmonies. And David Coonrod put his bass on it, as is so often the case. But again, this is a song written for my first granddaughter, Jocelyn.
Sounds great. I mean, yeah, Mac Sanders, you get him to do one for you. You got a great honor there, ain't you? He does a great job.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So let's get right to it and listen to it right now with Eyes of an Angel with Mac Sanders, David Coonrod, and David C. Deal. So let's take it away.
The eyes of an angel.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mixed Dream Radio, MixedPulture.com with Bubba Reese. Now, we're coming up with the last song of the night, which is Blood Money. And, David, you want to tell us a little bit about that right there?
Blood Money is an older song. Actually, I wrote this. I was reading a Rolling Stone article on how some of the big banks had were ripping us off, and this was way back around the time of the collapse of the financial system and all that, and I was pretty upset about that. But anyhow, I wrote this song in response to that. I wrote it as a keyboard song, and then I asked Ked Dieter if he would be willing to add some lead guitar on it, which he did, some beautiful lead guitar, and I asked David Coonrod to help me out and on bass, and that's what it is.
Okay, you know, David, I've had a great time tonight. I mean, I really enjoy sitting here and listening to how you come up with all these songs and how you wrote them and everything and did them. And I just want to tell all the folks out there, you can get David right here at MixedPulture.com. Drop by, check his page out anytime. And you got anything to say, David?
I just want to thank you so much. You and the other DJs, you give all us indie musicians a chance to be heard and to not experience that pain and expressing that song when no one listens. And I'm so appreciative of what you do and all the work you put into these shows.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. And Dave, you want to tell everybody goodnight?
Yeah, but with that, I just one more thing. I just want to say how great Exposure is. It allows all of these kind of collaborations to happen. It wouldn't happen without them, and it's just made this part of my musical life so much better.
You bet. So we're going to say goodnight, everybody, and God bless, and we'll see you next week on the Mixed Dream Radio, right here at MixedPulture.com with Bubba Reese. And from David C. Deal and me, good night, everybody, and God bless.
Good money, building your treasure on life.
Sky. Blood money.